Californians today are dealing with another day of raging fires throughout the state. To the north, the Kincaid Fire in Sonoma County that started last week has forced nearly 200,000 to flee and destroyed dozens of homes and other structures. And to the south, people in Los Angeles living near the Getty Museum are fleeing to escape a new fire that started there overnight. Joining us now for the latest is KPCC's Jacob Margolis. Jacob, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So let's get right to it. Firefighters are calling the Getty Fire very dynamic. What's fueling it?
Yeah, so up in the hills where it's at, it's kind of these hills between the San Fernando Valley and the west side of LA. They're nice, they're beautiful, big nature area that's just filled with chaparral. So lots of smaller, I guess, right as of now, dry, bushy plants, as well as some really big tall trees down kind of in the little canyon areas. And what you have is just wind coming from basically the Great Basin, slamming into that area, pushing offshore, and some sort of spark started. And we're getting gusts up to, I think, 20 to 25 miles per hour, with later in the day expected around 45 miles per hour.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
And they drive the fire very fast. You know, not that long ago, just in 2017, there was a Skirball fire, which was on the opposite, people might remember, was on the opposite side of something called the 405, which is a major thoroughfare here in L.A., and that burned, destroyed, I think, six homes and was really, you know, really tough to put out and very scary. It's not a super populated area where the fire is burning currently, but there are homes. There look to have been some destroyed and, you know, people's lives are at risk. It's a pretty big evacuation area.
Yeah, this area is not densely populated, as you said, but I'm wondering, do we have any indication of where it's headed?
Yeah, it looks like it's pushing. If you use the 405 as a barrier, which kind of sort of splits the mountain, I guess. If you draw a line from there all the way down to a place called Brentwood, Pacific Palisades, Topanga Canyon, it looks like the brush fire is pushing in that direction towards, I mean, the evac goes all the way down to the ocean. And so just imagine kind of it going, basically flowing downhill to the water from the top of these beautiful mountains. I go up there all the time. It's a wonderful recreation area, beautiful wilderness area with lots of dynamic vegetation, animals, and everything like that. So it's really sad to see it burn. But I was up there the other day and I was looking at it and thinking, it looks pretty lush. I wouldn't be surprised if it went up sometime soon.
Oh, man. You mentioned the mandatory evacuations for thousands of homes near the Getty Fire. I'm just wondering where people are actually going.
Yeah, it's really difficult to figure that out. I had to evacuate a couple of weeks ago for the Saddle Ridge Fire, and immediately, like, hotels book up right away. People, there are a number of evacuation centers that are also meant for like large animals, which a lot of people are dealing with up in those areas, because it's a slightly more rural area of Los Angeles with big properties. And so I imagine people are heading to those places. But, you know, LeBron James actually tweeted out that he had to leave and his family members had to leave their homes, and they're looking for basically a place to go. I'm sure it won't be too tough for him, but for a lot of people, you know, they might be struggling to be comfortable for the next few days, to even be safe for the next few days, because a lot of places fill up very, very fast. And smoke, if the wind shifts, smoke becomes a humongous concern. And that's something we've now dealt with in the San Fernando Valley, where I'm at, for, my gosh, like an entire month now, it feels like. We've actually effectively taped off all our vents to the outside because we're tired of our house smelling like smoke. And I know a lot of people are dealing with that.
There's also the issue of power, of course, in other parts of the state where PG&E, the main utility, has cut off power to the north, Northern California. We've been hearing about blackouts in other parts of the state. What's the situation in Southern California and LA County specifically?
It's sporadic. It's going on. And people just kind of got to hold on. I know there's been a run on generators. I've talked to some stores that are out. I want to get a generator at this point. But, you know, our power system is a bit different than the one up north in those communities up in Northern California that are dealing with the Kincaid Fire. We seem to have a little more variability in our area. It's really complicated, but hopefully the power doesn't go out for too long for folks.
Jacob Margolis is a science reporter for KPCC, and today he's reporting on the latest fires burning in Southern California. Jacob, stay safe, and thank you.
Thank you.